The scripture says that faithfulness is the characteristic of someone who is a steward. In 1 Corinthians 4, it says that it's required for stewards that they be found faithful. And a steward is somebody who has received someone else's goods, someone else's possessions, and is distributing them or overseeing them or managing them in what the owner hopes is a responsible way. The Lord Jesus told the parable about that unjust steward who did not manage his master's goods in the right way. But Gaius is a faithful steward. He is reliably taking, and this is also a point, that for a steward to be active, there has to be some distribution of physical property. There are actual physical things that are being used to accomplish these acts of service. He wasn't, it doesn't say that he was giving some counsel or that he was praying for them. Those are very valuable things too. What it says for him is that as a steward, just adding that word in because of the faithful service, that he was no doubt, and we see it of course proven for us in verse 6 when we get there, he was taking physical property and using his personal belongings, using material things to accomplish spiritual means, spiritual results in the lives of those who were serving the Lord. And this shows to us a real awareness of what the necessities are of serving the Lord in this life. We mentioned this morning, it was mentioned that we could even look at the name of Gaius. And I don't know if there were any remarks about that. Just as an aside, sometimes names can be distractions in themselves, because as we find, you might look in a commentary or something and one says the name means this and some says the name means that, and if you don't know the name, you're reliant on somebody else, and there's no doctrine of scripture that's going to come out just because you can figure out the names. But this name is very straightforward. It means the earth. It's just the word for the earth. And it might be a surprising name actually for someone who's such a reliable believer. But all of those who have this name, for myself, I believe he's a fourth Gaius, all of those who have this name show themselves in this character that they are aware of how to serve the Lord with their earthly possessions, with their earthly goods, with their physical bodies, those who are serving the Lord with Paul as fellow workers together, those who actually suffered persecution with Paul, those who hosted, showed hospitality towards Paul and even towards the local gathering of believers, and this brother who takes his possessions, and because they're needed in an earth, in a world where we have to accomplish spiritual means by not only we use earthly things to accomplish the work of God in this world. We use money. We all drove here in cars. We use money to fill the gas tank. We use all of these physical things to accomplish what we desire. And so he had a very good sense, if we may make the application, of being in the world or being using earthly things for spiritual benefit. And he was faithful in this. He was not hit and miss, as we say. He was not sometimes helping some and other times not helping others. He was faithful. So it's a really wonderful commendation that we can see. This brought honor to the Lord because of his faithful ways.
John has confidence in him. Whatever thou mayest have done, John is confident that Gaius will have done it faithfully. There's this consistency with Gaius, which I think we can learn from, because sometimes we do some things faithfully. And other things that perhaps are not our favourite things, we don't do so faithfully. But with Gaius, you could always rely on him to do whatever he did faithfully.
One of the things that and I want to kind of follow up the point Steve makes, is one of the things that is an element of the truth is understanding that all things are God's. Right? I mean, that's the truth. You know, the truth, as it's related to the Lord Jesus Christ, God has committed all things to the Son. That's the truth. So how do I live in the good of that particular narrow definition, or that particular part of the truth? Is that I don't own anything. And everything that I have should be with one perspective in mind to further the interests of the one who owns it all.
Amen.
And that is a very challenging thing to think about living here in the West. It's a very challenging thing to think about that everything I possess ought to be geared, ought to be utilized to furthering on the interests of Christ. And that becomes gives life a whole new perspective, a whole new meaning.
Amen.
Instead of we have young people who are going to school. You know, you're going to school and you're learning and you're hoping to acquire some skills. It's not so that you can get somewhere and be something in this world. It's so that you might have more of the utilities in this world to further the interests of Christ that are going to go into the next world. And that's really what it comes down to when we get to the end of this section. That you have been fellow helpers of the truth. The advancement of the interests of Christ right here and right now. Where does it start? It starts with that he did these things to brethren and strangers. And that's an interesting combination of words. Brethren, perhaps those that he knew. And strangers, perhaps those he didn't know. But these were individuals who we would call them today itinerant preachers, those who, or traveling brothers, or whatever. You know, something. These were individuals who made it their business to go from place to place to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ, to tell others about the Lord Jesus. And so one of the first characteristics that we learn about some of the things that Gaius did is expressed in the idea of hospitality. Hospitality is one very definitive demonstration of the fact that I'm really understanding that we are in a world in which we are furthering the interests of Christ. And so what are our homes for? Is it so that we might display beautiful knickknacks and collect beautiful knickknacks and show them off? Or is our homes a place of refuge for those who are weary to be refreshed? Is our homes a place where laborers might come through? You know, I think of the Shunammite woman in the case of Elisha. She said, let's build him a room so that when he comes, he might have a place to rest. He might have a place to refresh as he's going from place to place. She had a bigger perspective in terms of what she wanted to do with the very home that she lived in. The idea of strangers, right? Hebrews 13, right? Be careful to entertain strangers. Because some of you have entertained angels unawares. The idea is that we see things because we have been brought to the truth that all things are God's. God has committed all things to the Son. I look at life from that perspective, that every circumstance, every situation is driven, allowed, has purpose because of who we're connected to, the Lord Jesus.